JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's journey, we stop in the parish of St. Thomas, where we highlight the proposed renovation of the Morant Bay Health Center. Later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and the ABCs of raising safe and healthy children. Welcome, and thanks for joining. Residents of Morant Bay and surrounding communities are to benefit from significant improvement in health services through renovation of the health center located in the St. Thomas capital. The $32.7 million project, being financed by the Sugar Transformation Unit of the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, is expected to be completed in another 3 to 4 months. Renovation works are to be undertaken by C&D Construction and Engineering Limited and involves concrete works, electrical installation, walling and masonry, installation of finishes, carpentry, tiling, plumbing, exterior works, and installation of windows and doors. Speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony for the project recently, Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson said the initiative is another positive development for primary healthcare services in St. Thomas.
So we recognize that what we have to do in relation to primary care, which is cheaper in terms of per capita service than going to secondary care. It is closer to your communities, and therefore the response that you have is clearly better in terms of cost to you.
The Morant Bay Health Center serves about 2,763 patients per month, addressing family planning, curative, maternal and child health, dental, sexually transmitted infections, STIs, nutrition and environmental health.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's 2-month amnesty. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Company's Office of Jamaica Amnesty, May 4 to June 30. Call 908-441-9224 for details.
Our quality of life depends on the quality of our natural environment, and that's why one of the goals of Vision 2030 is to ensure that Jamaica has a healthy, natural environment. And of course, this is to contribute to making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. The Ministry of Health will be carrying out fogging in the following communities in Kingston and St. Andrew on Thursday, July 2. Patrick City, Meadowbrook Estate, and Doncaster. And now, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
When I was in the country, people never used to work for money, except when the government gives out work on the roads and so on and so forth. We used to have a group of men who they used to call to work in. So this man would work for this man today. Maybe about 10 people go and work for this man today to plant ground, food. And then whenever the other person is having a working, he calls up 10 men too. And it goes on like that. And each person would work for each person for free until they are finished.
That was Oliver Jackson sharing a memory of back in the day. Now, childhood is the stage where we learn several skills. One such is riding a bicycle. Unfortunately, only a few of our children wear helmets when riding bicycles. And when they get older, the same continues. This should never be the case. Bicycle helmets reduce the risk of serious head injury by as much as 85% and the risk of brain injury by as much as 88%. Helmets have also been shown to reduce the risk of injury to the upper and midface by 65%. Ensure you wear a helmet when you go riding on your bicycle. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. With Studio Engineer Andre Soyes, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.